Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Word I never want to hear again after this show. What? Spicy. He's acting kind of spicy tonight. He's coming in all spicy.
What does spicy mean?
It's nothing. Nothing.
Spicy.
It's a word of the moment that everyone overuses.
I feel like it's taken from... Yo, welcome to Fuckboy Island.
Reality
Gay is talking about Fuckboy Island. I'm Maddie. And this other queen is Jake, a.k.a.
Mortimer.
Poodle. I call him Poodle. We are so happy to be there's season one, episode seven, Chasing CJ.
Chasing CJ.
Do you know why that word bothers me? Because I, and maybe just because I grew, or, you know, for the last 15 years, one of mine and yours, very good friends, is half Cuban, half a Puerto Rican. But
yeah,
that's a term used for Latinx people when they get upset.
Spicy.
People say, oh, she's spicy.
It does sound that way to
and
me.
So I don't, that's the connotation it has to
I
me.
I don't think people are going there with it, but.
But I'm just saying it kind of, yeah. I remember like people like that whole like, oh, she's exotic. She's
yeah.
spicy. And that bothers me. So, yeah.
But in the same way, it doesn't
she
even.
She didn't mean it that way.
It doesn't
right.
even mean anything.
Yeah.
They use it for anytime something is out of the ordinary.
It's almost like it's a, you want to say it's a nice way of him. I don't know. Like. Are you
of
trying
being
to say
an asshole?
Yeah. Are you saying that like they're feisty or they're now feisty is a word that means something?
I think it for them it means that they are
wily.
That there's something about them that's a little bit that's super aggressive.
Maybe ornery. There's much ornery. More. There's much more words.
You're just ornery. My mother would say it to me all
Boy,
the time.
Boy, I heard that all the time.
Ornery. Ornery.
Yeah. Did I say ornery or
we
ornery?
We say ornery.
We say ornery. But where do people say ornery?
I don't know.
I don't know. Probably in the Deep South. Ornery.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't care. Y'all, I, the last tier of the show, what I would call maybe... The middle part of the miniseries, episodes 4, 5, and 6, I didn't love that much.
All right.
Episode 7, we're back. I'm on it. I have the right
Boy,
to change my opinion.
She just fluctuates.
I have the right
like
to change
ship,
my opinion.
A ship on a turbulent sea.
Because let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Now we kind of know where we're going. We can see the end in sight.
All I saw was four men in a train at Nice Guy Grotto.
Okay.
And I was choo-choo.
Let me just say, I've been part of many trains.
Yes.
And you never want to be the caboose.
Never.
Because you want to be the engineer. You want to be Thomas the Train
yeah.
sitting up there going, fuck me.
Fuck me.
Me like Thomas the Train.
Y'all.
Boy, my youngest nephew loves Thomas the Train.
Okay,
boy, I just
that
ruined
got
that.
Weird. That got weird. But yeah, if y'all, if you're the caboose, it means you're a TT, total top, not poodle and I.
No, we're at the front, so you can kind of feel all of the
yeah.
dick inertia
yeah, exactly.
coming through you. Exactly. And then hopefully they all clear out and they all just bust all over you at the end.
It's y'all, woo! Y'all, because there's nothing like riding the girth train.
The first one. Girth train's coming. Down into Nice Guy Grotto.
Grotto.
We got a boy and 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 a boy. Oh, we are all up and up in sexual energy.
Energy.
Waving, waving now, children. Say hello to the girth train children.
This is inappropriate.
The children can wave. It's okay. They don't have to ride the girth train.
Don't look at the penis, little Johnny.
Pull it into the station. Gonna love that girth train.
Fuck.
Fuck.
A long time since we had a girth
train.
It's
been a while.
And ironically, I don't have my train whistle with me.
I think there's another. I think there's an extra one there.
Is there an extra one there?
Y'all, my house is like your theater teacher's house. It's just full of props,
wigs, props,
wigs,
a totem that if you touch it for too long, you'll get cursed.
A monkey's paw.
That's kind of what you aim for your house to be, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all, don't fuck around with my monkey's paw. It's probably not a good idea to hold it and make a wish. Ooh. Many men have chosen,
many a man.
Have met that fate.
So now, the guys on Limbro, they're working out, and they notice, where's Casey?
Monkey's paw.
Where's Casey?
That was a weird Edgar Allan Poe reference. I think that was Edgar Allan Poe reference.
Yeah,
who wrote the monkey's
paw. Monkey's paw, yeah.
You're saying that.
No. Yeah.
Okay. So, Case, they're all saying, where's Casey? Where's Casey? Y'all, Casey is on the move. And he's like, this is like some type of like notebook scene where he's, but less romantic.
Less romantic.
But he gets a ride on the back of someone else's, and they make a note to say, have an extra helmet.
I noticed. I was like, yeah, not produced at all.
So he gets back to the house, you guys. And knocks on the door. Casey,
yep.
This is so transgressive. And I know this was produced highly, but it felt so like against the rules to me. And I was excited. And it's kind of bad.
You know, I said this before. You know, you talked about the rules on like the first two episodes. And I said, and we talked about it. Like, is this show just going to kind of like get rid of the rules or not pay attention? And they kind of do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, in some ways good, in some ways not good.
But Casey's the only one who could get out of Limbro. Because Casey, as I said before, is the hero with 1,000 faces. He is the hero figure.
He is.
But with, as we say, as with a, what did he call himself? The assassin? Babyface assassin?
Babyface assassin. Not my type, but he's yours.
He walks in, and CJ immediately...
She just runs up to him. Yeah, she just melts and runs up to him.
And she's like, I'm so excited to see him. I've missed you.
And he says, I've been in Limbro. And they all go,
what's Limbro?
They don't
even
know.
Tell me about this place, hero, that you've escaped from. Is it like Hades?
Is it like Hades? And it's F-Boy, he tells him it's rehabilitation. And boy, this is when Poodle finally agreed with me that I called it the hero.
I have to apologize to you. Those can mark their calendars.
Where is that? You were right, Pillow.
No, you're not getting that. Sorry. That's once every 10 years.
Okay.
This one said that I was resentful towards something CJ said last time because I did not like that part of myself. You are correct.
Because why?
Because I am her. And then she says, he did something bad to be with me. I went, oh God, I'm her.
That because y'all,
because there's nothing hotter
nothing
than that.
Nothing turns Jake on more than when guys do something
I will
bad
say,
to be with him.
If someone broke out of prison for me, there's nothing I wouldn't do for
which
them.
Which could have happened because you've dated
That's
people
right.
that have gone to prison.
Coke Brendan could have broken out
he
in prison.
Could have broken out of prison
and came to see me and showed up on my doorstep. He's like, I came right from prison. I'm like, what?
Instead, he served his sentence and got really hot and got abs, didn't he?
Not really.
Is he back in jail again?
No.
Well, that's good.
just didn't really learn a lot. Look at his social media.
Ooh, that's not good. Anyway, y'all. So yes, she. So
he says she's
Sarah
asked,
and Nikki are like, we're gonna leave.
Are
y'all
you
have
still an
talk-
F boy? And he says, only the good parts. He knows exactly what to
exactly
say.
What. And she says, this is going to disrupt everything. She said, and she, this is where it is like she read Poodle's mind because she said, why didn't she apologize? And she said, I didn't know you were going to leave like that. I felt bad. And she, and then CJ says that I was kind of shocked by this when she said, I'm going to try to be nicer to you and I'm going to treat you with more respect.
And treat you with more respect.
And I really wish I would treasure you more.
And he said, the past is the past.
It's the past. Y'all, they kiss.
It's the past.
And
it's hot.
She gives him another shot, and so they're in game. And then it's kind of where I went, well, what are the rules now?
Yep.
Well, there's no consequences.
He transgressed because he showed signs of improvement in the sessions
other-
with...
French guy with the he's got the most amazing
yes,
body out of
no
all of them.
No one really none of those
no.
none of those fuck boys
nobody
had
else in
any
F
connection.
An F boy island right really kind of I think had any type of chemistry with
them. So one thing I want to say is this maybe this worked. Maybe Casey avoided all the shitty times and he got CJ to miss him. And maybe he was playing the long game.
Maybe. I
don't give him that much credit. He's not that smart, y'all. He's real pretty. He's just not that smart.
I still don't trust him.
I understand that. The way the show is painting him to be, I'm rolling with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the hero. He's the hero of the show now.
Something that I've kind of... We're this far in, y'all, to the show. And really... Nobody has, like, really, like Bachelorette. I knew she was going to choose. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I knew she was going to choose him because she was, they were totally, I'm not going to say the name in case people haven't watched it, but they were totally into it.
Yep.
And you could tell.
I called that episode 3.
Yeah. This.
I didn't, in fact.
Or
I didn't,
4, because he came midway. Blake came
yeah, you're right. It was like, it was when he first came and she went.
This kind of was CJ and Casey they had, but we don't have that now. So I will say this episode, I kind of told myself, I was watching this and I went, again, I've told you I'm more interested in who's an F-boy and who's not.
Yeah.
But I kind of went, oh, this show's not going to be about true love. It's going to be them kind of pairing up with somebody that maybe they like because we don't have enough time.
Right.
We'll see.
Well, but true love is enough of like. That's what these shows are.
Yes. So I kind of just went, okay, this is going to be fun, right? We'll see, but that's just kind of what
not
I told
now,
myself.
Not now. This show is about who's in game, who's going to stay together after this.
So anyway, y'all.
I wanted to ask you, but that makes you like the show less? Because I like the show more because of that, because the stakes are higher.
So I thought that by knowing y'all last episode, everybody said their status. Was it last episode or this episode?
No, the
before?
One before that.
I thought it would make me like the show less.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, even though we know their status, we still don't know their status.
Yeah.
So I actually still am.
I think it's smart.
No, I like it now because now I'm actually like when this episode like. When Sarah's now with Garrett and things like that, it's like, wait. But she knows.
She knows.
And, like, Nakia knows Colin's an F-boy, but is he? Like, we just don't know.
It's interesting. I would put...
So I'm still
Casey,
interested.
I would put Casey and CJ and Sarah and Garrett in a completely different category than Nakia and any of her suitors. Because those two
For
women
sure.
know they
well,
have chemistry.
Colin and Nakia... They had chemistry that, like the second episode.
That is true, but I don't think Nakia is aware of her chemistry with anyone. We said this before.
No, I agree.
She's just in it.
But if we look at the two most OG couples, it's CJ and Casey,
and Colin and
Sarah
Nakia.
Garrett, and Colin Nakia. So
I agree.
Anyway, y'all, it's that night. New Jared and CJ. So we're getting new, and CJ is kind of like, where the hell did new Jared come from? Because she said,
He got there before Casey left.
I know, but she's kind of like, he's kind of coming out of the gate like.
I see.
And so.
Well, no, this is the thing, y'all. Here's new Jared's thing. He's an athlete. He's a competitor.
He's a big
He just wants to win the show.
Yeah,
and
I think
that,
so too.
And that, to me, this would have been with either, because he went for Nakia first.
He's a nice.
He just wants to win the show.
He's a nice guy, but he's a competitive nice guy.
I think this guy's full of it, honestly.
No, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying he's labeled on the show as a nice guy.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think he's real hot.
I think CJ had no competition besides Casey. Yeah. And I think we are having to pretend that new Jared is still
It feels like I kind of think that too, that like we've got to. It can't just be, there's fucking, what is this? What did we say? I don't even remember.
Episode 7.
There's 3 more episodes of this.
Episode 9 is reunion. Did it sound like that to you? We'll talk about episode 8 soon.
Yes.
But yes? Reunion?
I'm going to let you watch and see. What?
That's right. So y'all, after I was castigated for watching ahead... Well, someone else watched all of them.
I did because I family visited at the time.
I don't give a shit.
I had to give it done.
What if I would have? No, I'm not letting you buy with it. Sorry.
That's a different reason than I was just too interested in
it. Nope, not going to do it.
But I remember how I felt when I watched these episodes. So I remember I took notes on that. So I'm telling you, yeah, it's.
So y'all, it's the big reunion here, the girls come over to see the guys. And they have Casey in tow, and the real notebook ending is Garrett and Casey. They are so excited.
They're so excited to see one another.
I don't like Garrett, but the friendship between Garrett and Casey just delights me. I don't know why. You don't see straight men be so effusive with one another.
It's sweet. And maybe that's what it is. It still makes me... I still see where CJ's coming. I still see the relationship, and I'm like... You know, my father used... You know, would say their like expression like, "Oh, if you run with like
the lame, you're going to go limp." Yes. How do I fill in your father's expressions?
Couldn't remember it. If you run with the lame, you're going to limp, Matthew. So that's what my dad used to say. Probably not the most PC expression.
We don't really say lame.
Yeah, we don't say that anymore. So disabled. I'm just talking about my dad. So please don't use that. I shouldn't say it, but I do. By association, and it is because I think Garrett is like the gross of the grossest of all the guys to me. And the fact that Casey's so enamored with him, it does make me that's honestly, if he wasn't so enamored with him, I would trust him more.
Interesting.
It's because of that.
No,
it's like if Maleficent is your best friend, I'm gonna think you're evil.
Yeah.
Unless you're her makeup artist,
I'm going
to
say
then you're
something,
just paid to be there, and you're scared as shit.
I'm going
to
say something more controversial. That I think Garrett is playing up his douchiness for the camera, and I think he is less like the person he brags that he is.
I don't know, but it's in the real moments where he says it, though.
In the real moments,
in the moments, to camera.
That's still putting on a show.
Yeah.
I the reason I say that is he's got a quality. I don't have good taste in men, but I'm a pretty good.
I don't
good,
think anybody sitting on this couch does.
No,
we've had a long
but
road.
But I'm a pretty good judge of character, and I can tell when it feels. Now I'm realizing you actually get soft real quick.
I mean,
he goes to pieces for women.
You think for women?
With the right one.
With the right one.
Really turns him out. But then the rest of the time, he gets hurt. And by that person, he gets hurt really easily. But so that, he's trying to protect himself. I still think he's a douchebag.
I think he's a big douchebag, yeah.
But he's got an energy to him that is like
Casey,
class president.
He does. Oh,
and
I get it. For guys, he's very likable.
You want to spend all of your time with the class president.
But if I'm CJ and that becomes his best friend, I'm like,
yeah,
I don't want you going out with Garrett. I don't want you going out with that friend.
I get
that's going to want to do shots and turn up and go to a wet t-shirt contest.
I get you. But that's kind of what she like that she likes that but side
yeah,
of him.
Yeah.
So I can't. I don't know. So they're so excited.
Because I agree with you. I want to trust Casey totally. If it just wasn't that, I'd be like, even though you're an F boy, you're a nice F boy. Like, you've
I
changed.
I think Garrett was playing a good game here because he knows he's going to be the star of this whole thing when it's over.
Probably.
Because he was trying to start at the very furthest and then he'd be rehabilitated by the end.
It's true.
That's where I think a lot of it, because I don't, when I see them together, he actually does seem interested in her.
He does.
Yeah. So.
He does.
Anyway, that's my, I still think he's a D-bag though. So.
I don't think he has a huge dick.
It's bigger.
You said
than,
it did. You really?
It's
okay.
Big.
Okay. So y'all, where we, okay. So Jared is, or so it's that y'all, the look on the guys' faces when they see Casey.
Oh, boy.
It's pretty priceless.
Especially new Jared. And Sean. Sean goes, ooh.
Wink, 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 wink.
And even Garrett's like, these other guys are fucked.
They are fucked. So Garrett is basically like, he said, now this, I did enjoy it because Garrett told Casey kind of in their bunk, he said, look, new Jared is going to try to get to you the way Colin got to OG Jared and to whoever else. New Jared.
Yeah, new Jared. Do you?
And
did
he said, don't let him do that.
Did you hear when he's like, I'm so, Casey even said to Jared, to Garrett, said, even if I don't leave here with CJ, I get to leave here with you. It's just so rewarding.
Is it rewarding because
men?
You think eventually they're going to, go
jerk
have
off
beers
together.
And jerk off together.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay.
It's a big part of it. It's a big part of it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but it's just, it's not even.
Y'all,
it's
even
not
when
even,
I said it, Poodle's eyes kind of glazed over.
But it's not even, it's just so transgressive to see men being so open or friendly to one another.
Well, because.
That we have straight men that we have not seen.
As Sissy sent us, I think, kind of comments our last show about. And it is true that a lot of these shows, men can't be friends because the men are all going to compete
right.
for a woman. It's like the Olympics of pussy. They're all trying to fight for her.
Yeah.
And so it is nice to see like these guys being friends. Because you kind of see that on The Bachelor a little bit, or Bachelorette a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's nothing like this, where it's like a full-on bromance.
Yeah. Yeah, this we haven't seen on, but it is interesting, and we did get someone said, because the reason why the women are suspicious because F-boys travel in packs.
Yes, yes.
I see that point.
And that's why I got to, because F-boys do, that's the pack thing, yes, with Casey and
but
Garrett.
Why would that bother them?
Because this is because of the saying, bros before hoes. That's what a lot of these straight guys go and like, I mean, I've seen it with like when my brother was younger, like guys would like high five each other talking about sexual conquest.
Oh, so you're saying, I thought you were
so
meaning
it's like,
that they would
I don't
value
be,
their male friends over their female.
Yes. Yes. Because you can always find another woman to fuck, but your friends are your friends.
I get
that definitely is a F-boy culture thing.
Okay.
And I've heard guys talk about like sharing women and like a woman not knowing that she's having sex with by several friends.
Wait, they're just
like one guy bangs a girl, they don't tell her, then the other friend bangs and they laugh about how they've like shared women. Like fuck boys are gross.
Oh, so you mean neither one knows about the woman
yes.
doesn't know that they know each other.
Yes. Y'all at my day job.
I'm like sitting here going, and?
At my cubicle warrior job, when we have big law, I work at a law office in the day, and when we have big law law cases, we'll hire encoders. And those are usually attorneys. Attorneys who are just out of law school, who don't have a lot of experience. Poodles.
I could give them some experience.
So they're like in their mid to late 20s, and they're making attorney money. They don't have a lot of expenses. They just have student loans, and that's it. And a lot of them are really good looking, and we're a high profile law firm. So a lot of them from like USC, Pepperdine, UCLA, Columbia, really good law schools. And guess what? They're talking to me. They all become friends. All these lawyers become friends, and they just go out to fucking Q's in Westwood and fucking bang women. And that's what they come and talk about on Monday.
I need to excuse myself to an interior room.
So I'm just saying, I don't think you, as someone who works exclusively in the halls of musical theater,
yes.
I don't think you've been around a lot of fuckboys recently.
I haven't.
So, and this makes sense now, why you don't get the Garrett and Casey
thing.
And I did, because I've seen guys pack up like this, and it's fucking gross.
Okay, maybe.
The way, Poodle now is wondering when I'm taking him to work.
Yeah. When can I be an intern? Lots of special skills. Most of them involve my mouth.
Yeah. I have one of the attorneys, this might dead stop the show, talked about how it's so gross to me, how one of them, they house set at one of the partners who's like a senior partner. They both house set for the weekend, and they would bang women in the senior partner's hot tub, and the other guy would watch his friend banging a woman in the hot tub. And they would switch off for like 2 weeks.
Wow. Those are terrible people.
They're terrible people.
But that's hot.
But I'm saying these are like...
But not if I was the woman.
No.
I will say.
But these are...
But did they know about one another? Did the woman know?
No.
Oh, that's gross.
But I'm saying these are what... Casey, Nakia, and Sarah have like...
CJ.
Who did I say?
Casey.
CJ. This is what they've dealt with.
Yeah. I get you. So they're worried about repeating their own...
Yeah. So that's a big thing of like...
Okay. That makes sense. I understand it. I guess I still feel...
It was gross the way CJ did it.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. But yeah, it was...
Because she kept calling him, don't you want your boyfriend?
In other words, she was emasculating him while she was doing it instead of just saying what she wanted, yeah.
So, y'all, they are...
But the guys do that to themselves, like say I was acting like a pussy and stuff too.
I agree.
So it's
very different for when a woman does it to you.
No, I get it.
Yeah. So
Poodle doesn't know what to do, y'all. He's overstimulated now, and he's like, do I drink a vodka? Do I drink my coffee? What do I do? Hot tub.
It's a Judy Garland over here, y'all. I got coffee on one side and vodka on the other.
Someone's Pornhub search tonight's going to say...
Attorneys,
hot tub.
Cuckold, voyeur.
Wow.
Bubbles.
You've met some of them. They've come to Cabergay. They love you.
You're not helping.
Anyway.
You know, if I shave my beard, I look remarkably feminine.
You do.
So.
You do. Put on one of your wigs.
Hey, boys!
They could fuck a Southern Belle with this Gone with the Wind wig.
That's a level of kink that I don't know if I want.
We've gone off the rails. Let's continue.
So they're talking about new Jared and strategizing. And Garrett says, if you can keep your shit together, it's going to be so fun to watch all of him this crumble.
Yes.
I kind of agree. So CJ and Sean, they're kind of talking. And he's like, how are you feeling? And she's confused. And Sean is like, you know, I won't hate you. And I was like, Sean, you have no chance.
He has no chance.
He's like,
I won't hate you.
Wrote your dismissal.
And you can tell CJ's just like, because even I'm like this, and I usually like nice guys
meek,
way more than you.
Meek, weak guys.
But I want a guy who like wants me a little bit. Like, it sounds like he's kind of like, if I get you, great. If not, I understand. I don't want
that.
Or
they're too drunk to not consent.
Let's move on, y'all. So, but Sean
says... Their eyes won't focus on you.
But Sean says, I'm not giving up. I'm serious about finding love. But with who, Sean?
Yeah. So, we're in Lembro, y'all. Nikki's teaching a gender studies class.
This was maybe one of the funniest things
so
in the
funny.
Show. It's called F-Boy University with Dr. Glazer.
And she's talking about...
There's no wrong answers. You're just an idiot.
She's basically saying, remember, how much do women... one of the boys knew it. It's like women make only 2/3 of the salary or something like that. But they keep talking about it.
And Anthony keeps... Y'all, Anthony's cute, but... He dumb.
So they said, name 5 male athletes. He names them all.
Like, bam, 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 bam.
And then she says, and he's like, name female athletes. And she goes,
She just screams. And then they put, y'all, it is, if you're in these sports, and I know this from sports, Serena Williams is arguably the greatest athlete of all time.
The fact that he can't know Serena Williams
and then,
Layla
her
Ali.
Sister Venus Williams. There's two.
Yeah. Mia Hamm.
Now, I will say, I don't know a lot of female athletes. I would probably just name tennis
Megan
people because I would watch tennis.
Right.
Or I would say, like, Simone Biles.
But he's like, I don't follow women's stuff.
Yeah.
I just like to see pussy.
Wow. I would do tennis, and then I would name ice skaters. Wow.
Oh, God. Wow. The faggy wagon's pulling up. Get in. You've been arrested for charges of extreme homosexuality.
Oh, handcuff me, please.
Woo! There goes the faggy wagon.
Woo! So, y'all, there it goes. So, Nikki says, how long does it take for a woman to have an orgasm? And
they're like, wait, that happens?
Between 5 and 35 minutes. And she's like, no. And then she basically says... What does she say starts with the F word?
Oh, later on, they do say, so where's the safest place to come? Where's the safest place to ejaculate? And someone says, on her back.
On her back.
And she's like, actually, I thought you would say on a condom, but that's okay.
That's okay. She was like.
Later on, it's like F for, what was it, longer
she's
than.
She's like, I forgot, but she said something like F for, and Anthony goes,
phenomenal. She's like.
And then that's what's so great, because this isn't written, and Nikki just is like, that's a P, but sure. Sure.
Yeah,
but close.
I'm sure something was scripted, but she's just riffing on it.
I didn't realize
she
is an executive producer of this show.
Yep.
I didn't know that. So, good for... Ugh. Come on our show, Nikki. We love you.
So, y'all, it's time for 2-on-1 dates. My favorite odds.
Two becomes one.
So, they're on 2-on-1... Sarah chooses.
This was actually a smart thing to do.
I agree.
This was very interesting to do.
To see the two men relate to one another.
Yes.
Sarah, of course, chooses Garrett and Josh. Because welcome is not even
Casey. CJ's going to choose Casey and new Jared.
Because she wants to see violence.
She does.
She wants to burn it all down.
She does. And Nakia chooses OG Jared and Fernando.
I went, who? 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 And I forget Fernando is still here.
Fernando's actually one of my favorites because he's real hot. He's talked about he's a nice guy, but remember with the dancing?
Right.
And he said he was freaky deaky.
But the storytelling we've had.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot for him.
And I think
same with Sean.
We talked about that.
We didn't know who the fuck Sean or Fernando was. So it was a little bit of like.
And this is a problem with having too many,
many
boys.
People. Again.
The first time I've ever said too many boys was a problem.
Next season should have 16.
I would agree.
8 bad. There we go.
I would agree. 8 F boys. Different than nice and bad.
I know, but you think of them bad.
No, I think of them as good.
And that's the problem. So anyway, they kind of cut back and forth, but do you want to go back and forth and talk about the different
dates? Let's talk about the dates as we go. Y'all, Nakia's got a thruple massage going on. Unfortunately,
this was great.
That is not everyone massaging everyone.
No.
It's just the two men massaging Nakia.
No, it's not like when I book a couple's massage on rubmedown.com, and it's basically
squirts.com.
Squirts, yeah. Squirtmassage.net. And it's
squirts
a muscled up couple just passing me around with dead in their eyes.
Just methed out.
Yeah, just bump, bump. Sure. I'm like, oh, can you get my back? Okay, that's fine.
And unlike Nakia, I never want light pressure.
No. She always wants it deep.
Deep. So...
But this is great because, y'all, we find out Fernando's a chiropractor.
Yeah.
So, literally, he knows a person's body. And so, it's...
And Jared's, like, sitting on her, massaging her butt.
He's trying to massage her butt. And, like, finally, Fernando is kind of like, dude, let me do my magic.
Let me do it.
And he starts rubbing her, and he's not giving way.
No.
And I... Y'all, because I really... I don't think either you and I are fans of OG Jared at this point.
No.
But he is totally freaking out.
He's sitting over there like this, just like watching them and stewing. And he's like, okay, get your time in so you can leave.
Yeah.
Get your time in so you can leave.
Okay, dude, I'm going to give you 2 more minutes.
I'm just going to file my nails.
And Fernando's like, yeah, I'm not. He's so juvenile.
Yep. Oh. Y'all. OG Jared
God,
does
gross.
Not know who he is.
No, he doesn't. I don't
and
even
that's
know.
That's regardless of sexuality or whatever we are.
I don't even know if he's gay anymore. A part of me is like, sometimes he seems gay, but other times it's just he doesn't know who he is. It's all so much.
It's all a pose.
The rings, the necklace, yeah. The hair, it's all made up
and
so we don't see him.
Let's not talk about how he always wears suit jackets and turtlenecks.
And with jewelry on top of the turtlenecks. Yeah. Like, it's just all...
And they're in so the Cayman much. Islands.
It's fucking hot there.
No one is wearing overcoats.
And I also think... I just think he's really dumb.
He tries to talk in circles.
He's a walking meme.
And worse than that, he thinks he's intelligent.
Yes.
And he thinks he's emotionally intelligent.
He thinks, y'all, he's someone, if you hand him like a really good, like, Brene Brown quote, he kind of just glances over it and doesn't read it and just posts it on his Instagram.
Yeah. Question for you. Why has Nakia kept him this long?
I know
the answer.
I don't know.
Because she is easily convinced and he's a good enough fake. Because
he's a fuckboy.
Yes. But Nakia will always listen to what you tell her she feels. Unfortunately.
That's true.
And the
that's
other true. Two women...
God, that's sad.
But that's her since the beginning.
Yeah.
She's definitely been the one who's grown the least.
I don't think Nakia's grown at all.
Yeah.
At least not yet, no.
I think she's been the most disappointing of the women.
Because we remember, we kind of thought she had the best shot the first episode.
Oh, God.
Boy, we were wrong. Again, we don't choose well.
But I think every in the moment, she's like, do I do this? What's going to happen? Am I doing this wrong?
Right. And that's when she says, ooh, Fernando wasn't backing down. He's spicy. He's not backing down. And I like that. And Fernando's like, this is not a good look for Jared. And I wrote, no, not good. And Jared's like, I'm just going to tell you straight up, like 2 minutes.
Right.
I'm just going to. And Fernando
and then
says,
Nakia just,
I hear you.
Nakia just goes off with Fernando when they're done.
Yeah, because they each go off. So she's like, let's go on a date. And
she's like, I forgot OG Gara was here.
We get a little bit of snippet of Greg and Colin talking then. But this is when I kind of thought, Greg's going to leave soon. Because Greg even kind of admits, like,
yep.
Everybody else is into her more than, or has more time. Type with her than I.
Y'all, Nakia finally is talking with OG Jared, and she says, we've never really had conversations getting to know each other. Why is he still here?
And Nakia even says, I was with Fernando. I almost forgot OG Jared was here.
But
so if you have this deep connection with someone and you almost forgot about them... She says...
Why are the other two girls not helping her?
Because I don't get that.
Is it they can't get through to her?
I don't know. I would want to pick their brains and ask. Because she says, you know, OG Jared comes up. He's like, I just want to talk and see where you're at. And Nakia's like, we've talked about our feelings so
right.
much. She said, but you haven't asked anything about me.
Yeah.
If it was really about me, you would try to get to know me. But the thing is, Nakia says that a lot. Like, you need to make it more about me. You need to tell. But I don't think she knows what that is.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is she's not really.
So
she doesn't trust herself because so, she's been fucked over so much.
So that as you're talking, I'm thinking, do they like in each other? Are they both kind of a lot alike? Does she not know who she is?
Yeah, he doesn't know who he is.
But yeah, we said that about him. Yeah. So does she not either? Like, I wonder if possibly. That's the draw.
I find her so frustrating.
I know.
I don't know why the other two girls who seem like they're more experienced in this just aren't helping.
No, and they tell her, she says, your words don't match your actions, OG Jared.
Yeah.
They just don't match her. Which, y'all, red flag, red flag, red yep. flag, red flag. He's a fuck boy.
So should we go back?
Do you think he's into her?
No.
I don't think he is either.
I think he's convinced himself he is.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Sarah?
I'll never find another girl like you. Let me end it
with fire and ice. Dreams will come true. I can't sing because my neighbor really high.
You better finish it out.
No time is a good time for goodbyes.
I really need to learn the harmonica. Do you play the harmonica?
I can, not really. I can go.
It's kind of hard to play, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, it's difficult. Otherwise known as the mouth organ.
Well, that we're both fluent.
That's fluent. That I have played to great acclaim.
Yes, great acclaim.
To great acclaim.
To many standing or
standing
sitting ovations. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
To standing ovations.
Standing ovations. Wow, that was.
Is it just one big sex joke? Is the whole show?
Yep. Sure is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
When are people going to get tired of that?
No, I don't think so.
This was a meta moment.
You know why? Because sex sells.
That's the truth. I've been quite successful.
It's true. Sarah and
Garrett and Josh.
Grosh.
Grosh.
Okay. So they're doing, hold on, let me find my notes. They're
doing Paint Your Futures.
I like this. I thought this was a.
And Garrett loves competition, y'all. So Sarah and Garrett's painting his pictures, and there's just like dollar signs at one point.
Yeah, okay. It's a boat with a heart on it.
Yeah.
And then he said, oh, look, I put a dolphin.
Because you love dolphins. Because you love dolphins.
And there's dollar signs falling from the sky, and the boat has a flag with a dollar sign on it. Meanwhile, Josh's painting still isn't pretty either, but it's like no. Josh and Sarah, a house.
There is weightlifting, which was confused me.
Weightlifting, because he loves fitness.
Yeah.
There's kids. There's like a life.
I agree. And guess which one she chooses, y'all? Garrett.
This is where I went. Because, you know, last episode we said, Sarah's really grown a lot. And I went, two steps back.
Remember, she's 25.
I went, this is not good. This is not. Because he literally could have written on that painting, fuck boy.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. That's why I'm thinking.
But that's what's fascinating to me about this show.
That's why I'm thinking we're not seeing things. I think the show is a lot less suspenseful than we're thinking.
So
it
you
is.
Think the do you think the painting is an that he did that on purpose? No, yeah. I want this to look like a fuckboy painting.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, I just see too. It's like,
well, I think that's how he sees himself. But I'm saying that Garrett is showing people, showing the TV audience, or maybe they're editing it in a way that. There's very one-dimensional.
Possibly.
Because I think we have to... the edit... Remember, the edit is everything, you guys, on these shows.
The edit is everything. This is in mid-sentence, but speaking of editing, We need to take a commercial.
Oh,
and
wow.
And we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
All right, we're back to Sarah and Garrett and Josh.
They're both talking. Yeah, it's really abstract art. Again, this is not abstract art. Abstract art is representational or non-representational. Yeah.
And Sarah, though, she says to you, she's like, your explanation makes a lot of sense.
But she chooses the one-on-one date with Josh.
Yes. So, yes. So her and Josh have a conversation, and she basically is... I don't know. I just feel like, and maybe it's just Sarah. I don't feel like Sarah gets excited.
No, it's not really her.
And so it's hard for me to get a read on her of who she really likes.
I think she's still a little freaked out by the cameras.
You think?
Yeah, because she's the one who's the least natural.
That's true. That's true.
CJ maybe. And Nakia get it.
They get it.
I think Sarah is probably a lot of fun in real life.
I don't, yeah, it's not that she's not fun. She just seems a little stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. I bet the producers are like, we have to draw a little bit more out of
her. Can someone come work on Sarah a little bit?
Get her freed up.
Can someone put some sunscreen on Sarah? I'm really worried about those sun freckles.
You know, I will say, as the show's progressing, I didn't realize she has, that looks so adorable. She has freckles on her face, but in the first of the show,
I know.
Her makeup is so heavy that you don't, same for CJ. I don't like it when they use the foundation that totally takes, y'all, this is for Alwyn.
That's for HD, I think.
I love, y'all, freckles on natural skin, it's gorgeous.
I love it, but
you don't need this heavy, heavy foundation.
You need to wear like SPF 65 if you freckle. I freckle.
Mm-hmm.
Although people would think I'm the white one here. She's actually whiter than me.
No, I burn way quicker than you do.
Yeah. But my skin freckles.
Mine does not.
It just fries and gives melanoma.
Mm. Well, freckles actually are, but you tell yourself whatever you need to tell yourself.
You're just fish belly white.
Well, you know, I'm...
That's not what they called you in college.
Why my skin has less wrinkles.
Oh, no, your skin, the white's very pale skin.
Yeah, it's very pale skin.
Wow.
I can't go out in the sun, so I don't have the sun damage you have. So therefore...
Y'all, at the beach, she wears a big floppy hat.
Huge hat. I'm wearing a chemical sunscreen, a physical sunscreen.
Like your mom's friend.
Yes, I'm wearing the I'm wearing those clothes with SPF on it.
Your mom's friend Denise.
Yes,
wears.
Yes.
Who's got a really ugly swimsuit cover up?
Hey, Charlie, go get mama another. I want to go get mama another Diet Pepsi. I don't want to get out that soon.
You kind of are your mom's friend, Denise.
I am. I claim that. Y'all, I will sit out in a hat.
That's a good character we need to work
and
on for later for
and
you.
And I will go with you.
Your mom's friend.
I will always go with you with a dress barn sale.
You are everyone's mom's friend.
I am.
So
that's why mothers love me.
I know. It's kind of actually
like,
hard to
watch. I had a sissy tell me today. She's like, you're like talking to a woman at a beauty parlor. And I said, that's one of the best compliments I've ever received.
Yeah. And I was going to say, that's a nightmare for me.
Love it.
So Sarah was talking to Garrett later, and he says to her, you fully haven't opened up. And she says, he says, I want to give this a full chance. If you can't do this, I don't know if we're going to. Garrett is really, really devious, and he can always flip the script on her.
Sarah says, I want to give him a full chance.
That's what it is. But yes, he is trying to flip the script on her.
Oh, he is, which to me just... See, I know you say that you feel like... But to me, I watched this, and I literally wrote, fuck boy.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I'm thinking we're seeing all the nastiest parts of Garrett.
We did see the thing where he was like crying and everything. But I literally wrote, he's still playing her. That's what I think.
Because
he says, even her, she's like, I'm down if you want to go. And he's like, all right, we'll seal it. Because if you notice, it always goes back to physical.
I don't know if you noticed this. Or you
can always
heard this.
Kiss her.
We were tagged in the Fuckboy Island podcast, which of course there is one.
We were?
Yeah. And someone tagged us in it. They didn't tag us because they don't know who we are. But Garrett is on it. And I listened to a little bit of it, and he's like, he's kind of normal.
Really?
Yeah. That's kind of when I had this in my...
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to listen to that.
You won't.
I won't.
I won't. Do we want to go back to...
So wait. Oh, yeah. There's still...
CJ.
CJ. Okay, y'all. So CJ is...
We're pizza making.
Now, it's interesting. I thought this would be the most kind of volatile day.
No.
It kind of...
Because both of them realize what they need to do for CJ.
Because CJ has said she doesn't like it when guys peacock and all that shit. She hates it. So they're making this pizza. It's going pretty well. Jared's even like feeding her a little pineapple, and he kind of says, oh, it's like the pineapple when we went on our date.
Yeah. And which is smart. However, he overdoes it because he's like, remember that last night we were there? And she's like, you know, when he said that shit about you. It's so transparent.
I wonder if your producer told, because they haven't talked about that yet. Like, they need to talk about that.
Well, they did say, let's let the hiss be the pears.
They did, but
he apologized, but they went over.
He said some pretty.
Oh.
Horrible Awful. Things about her. So, like, they needed to bring it up just for good TV. But I bet he totally was like, y'all, because I do, he is a nice guy, but that competitive side of it is not attractive.
Yeah.
But he is a professional footballer. But it's also kind of attractive.
I find him so transparent. I can actually see the gears turning in his head.
Ooh,
and I don't find that attractive
at all. Oh, he could dick me down good. I don't want
to
date him.
But here's the thing. He would dick you down good to get something else.
Fine with that. Fine with that.
Anyway, I need romance.
Yeah. 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 The person that I just had a long, that just went somewhere.
Ooh.
When I talked about lovers watching guys fuck another woman in a hot tub.
That's a whole other thing.
That's romance, my ass.
That's a different type of romance.
Yeah. When you shut the bedroom door, romance is dead.
Who shuts their bedroom door? You just keep it open. You don't know who's going to come in there.
If somebody else could come in to share more romance.
Exactly.
And maybe they brought the poppers that you ran out of.
Oh, boy. It's so hard to keep them open.
You don't just do an Amazon subscription.
No.
Y'all, if you're selling poppers on Amazon and you don't have a subscription for that, you're
doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. So, okay. So they so he brings that up and then they have a conversation about it.
Yeah. And but weirdly, later on, she's with Casey.
Yes.
And they're talking about the elimination. They do bring it up there. And
she says,
is,
why did you do that?
And he said,
which is a good question.
He said, I was so upset that of what was happening and what just happened. And
he's smart. He says, I was upset that he makes it about her, but he talks about it from his perspective. Because
yep.
He says, I was upset that I couldn't get you to break down your walls.
Yep.
So, y'all, he makes it seem like it's his failure when he's really criticizing her.
Yep. And then he says, you know what? If there's anyone here you'd rather be with, I want you to be happy. Which CJ eats up with a spoon.
He said, but I believe that that person that makes you happy is me.
Y'all, this is the exact way to talk to CJ and me. If you need to get me in bed, well, that's not hard. If you need to have a relationship with me,
mm-hmm.
This is the way to talk to me. Probably not a lot out of you were trying to do that.
No.
Because,
yeah. So New Jared shows up and he's like, hey, I don't mean to interrupt, but you know.
And you know what Casey says? Give us 30. We'll be done.
Give us 30. And so he kind of walks back there.
Baller move.
It's a baller move. And then even more, Casey just makes out with CJ
right
in front of Jared.
Do you know, golf clap.
It was
golf clap.
It was great. And so I think that is.
CJ with new Jared.
So she does go on a solo date with new Jared.
No, it's just right there.
But yeah, I mean, but that's kind of like their.
Solo date in the same room.
And so. Basically, new Jared, he even says, I'm a lot to handle. Because she says,
no
you're
shit.
A lot. She's like, you're so much. He says, I know, I'm a lot to deal with. And CJ says, I kind of can't believe you didn't bring that up. And she says, I hate dealing with things when I'm not used to it. And he said, well, I apologize for putting you on the spot. She said, well, there's nothing to apologize for.
It's like, okay, I'll take it back.
Which is funny. Like,
he's a fake.
You think he's a fake?
Yes. I think it's all sound and fury.
Really?
I think it's all to win.
I don't think he's fake. I think he's New York. I think he is just that kind of personality.
He's a dick?
Well,
I know New York guys who are authentic.
But I think like...
There's a big difference. I'm going to stop you here. This is not authenticity.
This is...
Who he's toughening up to be. And when he does soften up, he is.
He's also a different guy around all the other guys versus if he's just with CJ.
I'm telling you, this guy is fake. He's
just so hot.
Everything you hear him say just feels like trying to get something, but not in a charming way.
See, he makes me laugh.
Then you're fucked up because he doesn't.
Well, coming from you,
he doesn't. He's not saying anything that's funny.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of friends and guys that I know that I don't know his race. We haven't talked about, but he reminds me of like New York Puerto Rican guys who just kind of are in your face, lay it out. They are funny, but they're also there's a little bit of bite and kind of.
Well, but I just don't think he's authentic. I don't think he has not. He came in looking for one girl, and then just shifted because the wind wasn't.
I agree that he's playing a competition for sure, more than anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. He protests too much when he says things like, "I'm here for the right reasons." He's watched too many reality shows. He uses sound bites. I'm telling you, if I was to show you like a clip of Palooza of all of him, it's all the same things.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah. The way he acts with men or other people will be the way he acts his whole life. The way he acts with you is very different.
Yeah.
That's a red fucking flag.
It is a red flag.
And
but he gets so protective over her. There's something about it that again, we talk about on the show the things we're attracted to that are good and bad. Like, that's not a good thing about me that I'm kind of like,
and I'm like CJ, that shit turns me off.
Yeah. I just want a man who'll fight for my honor.
Although I'm not like her because she, later on in the episode, when he's like grabbing her and trying to do things like that, she kind of is like, but it's so hot and blah, blah, blah. It's very momentary and I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. I've said that a lot.
So, y'all, it's that night. And so, y'all, it's, wait, did we talk about everybody?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. And so, it's that night and,
the guys are, and the girls are over. Yeah. OG Jared is still being annoying to Nakia. It's like, can we talk?
Nakia
can we
talk? Want to hug
like, Rivers.
Can we talk? Aw, rest in peace. And, Nakia doesn't even want to hug him.
And then she's still going to spend time. Nakia, I'm like, why is she even trying to spend time with him?
I don't know. But she ends up talking to Colin, and Colin really like,
ugh.
He goes in deep with her. It's like, it's a, and she
it's
even
like
says,
feeling her butt.
The thing with Nakia, you know why I think we're over her? It's just for like the last three episodes, it's OG Jared one episode. Colin, one episode. OG Jared. Because now she literally says, I think it's important for me to focus on Colin.
We can't affirm any decision because she's going to change so much.
Which,
so maybe the other girls in the house are kind of like, we don't know what to say because she has a different idea.
Maybe.
Here's the thing, though. She believes what the men tell her that she's feeling.
Yes. Garrett says something I thought was interesting. He says, he's making out with Sarah, and he's kissing her, and then he says, and this is why it makes me think that I don't still trust him, because he says, if I can make her forget the whole F-boy thing, then I can make her forget, and I can get what I want. And I was like, that's not
a... It's a terrible way to explain
that's
that.
That's a terrible way to explain things.
Can we talk about the little bit... Welcome, by the way, kisses Sarah. That's the big deal.
That was so awkward to me.
It was, but that kiss was hot. Did you see it?
But the way he kind of came up to her was kind of...
It was awkward.
He's a dork. I like him. He's a totally dork, but didn't have a lot of game.
Did you notice the scene when we're there? When Casey and OG Jared and Garrett are in their rooms and they were talking about...
Oh, God.
Casey's boyfriend, Dick.
Oh, God.
And it is something you ride every day. That can come in you. I went somewhere else.
Casey said, I don't have the biggest dick. I have boyfriend dick.
I will say, boyfriend dick is pretty great. I know you've actually never experienced it because anything that isn't 7 inches, you're like, I can't feel it.
If it doesn't prolapse me, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Yep.
If it doesn't prolapse you... if your asshole doesn't turn into a donut,
it's like Shipley's.
That is so niche. Explain what that is, please.
I almost made you spit out your
You vodka. Almost did. That was so niche.
Come at me if you enjoy Shipley's donuts. And if tomorrow morning when you listen, when you go to Shipley's,
you think about his asshole.
You think about my asshole.
His prolapsed, tired asshole.
It's a donut place. Had him in Houston. Never had him before.
And they're a Texas place, I believe. Texas.
There's some in Texas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's
but they're
where
not
I know
Oklahoma.
Them from.
Not Oklahoma.
Well, what really is?
Sonic.
So, the next thing we're talking about, you guys, is elimination.
Okay, so, OG Jarrett says, I guess I'm an F-boy because I like talking to one woman, but I don't want to put labels on.
I don't want labels. What does that sound like,
y'all? Garrett says,
what does that sound like?
Yeah, that's what I thought. And Garrett says, their guys are talking. CJ and OG Jarrett and Garrett. And Garrett's like, I'm like 80-20 nice guy.
I believe it.
Someone read the 4-hour work week.
Yep.
Because that's where that comes from,
and
which kind of makes him morbid.
Casey says, you don't choose to be a fuckboy, and a fuckboy chooses you.
Oh, gosh.
Again, y'all, this is just having fun on camera. Garrett and Casey are going to go on to other reality shows.
Probably.
Yep.
And you were, though, turned on when he said that. Again, I like that you said, I'm fucked up for liking you, Jerry. Yet you hear this and you're like, woo!
No, I think it's, I didn't like it. It was a little nice. Just a little nice.
Yeah. So elimination night. Let's go to
it. I don't want to talk too much about it, but.
Well, we've already talked. But so CJ's men, she chooses Casey Chern.
Chern.
And new Jared. And Sarah's men are Welcome, Garrett, and Josh. And the Kias are OG Jared, Colin, and Fernando.
Yes.
And so she says, I think it's important to know with the Kias, she says, OG Jared basically gets, he says, I know I disappointed you. I'm sincerely sorry for that. He's like, but again, he's walking memes. He says, but when I'm with you, it's like the world just fades away and it just becomes us. And then I just see
side. It's like we're walking into the sunset.
It's like we're in a sunset and like you're a glimmer of light and I'm a shadow
of God.
You're
talking way too masculine.
That's true. And it's like, I really do. It's just we walk, you and I can walk into the world together. And I wrote
all this.
What you said
nothing.
Earlier, I wrote, someone watch The Notebook.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking here going, like, this is so gross. And then they cut to Nikia's face, and she's like this.
Oh!
And I went, boy. You dumb bitch. Girl.
I've lost all patience with her.
I'm like, girl, come on. You are too pretty and too smart for this. So, anyway.
She's too old for it, because Sarah's the youngest.
She's too old, yes. She grown. She is too grown.
She grown.
She grown.
Thank you.
She's too. Now, and Fernando is like, he says, look, I've enjoyed talking to you more and more. And he said, there's a story to write
and you haven't put me in the bottom yet.
And this is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She picked Greg, too, because she has four. And Greg's like, we have a great vibe. You're always smile. Hold on, I got to comb my beard. And then we all just sat there for like 5 minutes while he combs his beard. They should have done that.
And y'all, Nikki reveals there's only one elimination.
They finally did. One of them's going to go. They finally did what we said they should do last episode.
Yep.
The women went and talked. And they should have done this every episode.
I agree.
That
was
they should
so
have done this every,
much better.
Because I know you see them talking in the morning. But that's
this
like they're over coffee. Like, we need something with high stakes.
Yep.
So, and Nakia kind of says, look,
it's
y'all
gonna be
have
me.
Three. Yep. I have four. I'll make the decision. And Nakia eliminates.
And we're going to see you
next
time.
Episode, y'all. Go to realitygazepodcast.com for all of our show information. You can see our Instagram at realitygazepodcast.
Come at us on Cameo.
Yes. If you live in the Los Angeles area and you want to just go to Starbucks, come around, say hi. But if you're a fuck boy,
and if you want to like talk to me about your hot tub and show me,
yeah.
I don't care if you watch.
Even if you've got
I'm okay going, hey, boys.
If you're an F boy and you've got a boyfriend dick, then come
fuck us.
Fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.